بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد My brothers and sisters, we are living in this world today, whether it's in this country or anywhere else, in a state of tension, in a state of stress. There is huge uncertainty about all kinds of things, and which is resulting in, to put it politely in a four-letter word, fear. Everybody seems to be living in a state of fear, some level of fear. So, in India, you have what is happening in Kashmir, you have the so-called threat of the NRC, in America, you have the threat of Trump getting re-elected. In UK and Europe, you have Brexit. So everywhere, practically, I mean, I don't want to make a whole list of things, but there seems to be some level of threat. Different people have got different issues. Globally speaking together, there is the threat of global warming, of carbon emissions, and so on. Now, if I ask you a simple question, which do you think is a bigger threat? Global warming and carbon emissions or the NRC? If I'm sitting in India, I'm asking this question. If I ask you this question, which do you think is a bigger threat? What will you say? You will say NRC. If I am sitting in America and ask you this question, which is a bigger threat? Global warming or Trump re-election? You will say Trump re-election. If I'm sitting in the UK and say global warming and Brexit, you will say Brexit. Why? Actually, global warming and carbon emissions is a huge, is a far, far, far bigger threat than all of these put together. Because we are talking about the annihilation of the human species as we know it. But why is it that we don't seem to have, I mean, I think people, most people don't even understand what is the meaning of global warming and carbon emissions, let alone feeling threatened about it, right? Why? Because it is not real. For us, it is very real, believe me, it is very real. I mean, whether you believe it or not, it is, but for most of us, it is not real. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna al-insana wal asri, inna al-insana lafi khusr. Allah said, verily and truly, by time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another hadith, in one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not curse time because I am time. Now, Allah is taking an oath by himself, wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr. Verily, all of humankind is in a state of loss. Right? Now, yet, how do we measure success and loss? On what basis? If I ask you who are the successful people in the world, name them. I'm sure you will give me a list of names. But Allah said they are all in loss. Now, the problem is we don't translate our religion and theology into actual practical experience. Because if I ask you, who are the people, you will tell me Bill Gates, whoever, and Warren Buffett, Mukesh Ambani, Narendra Modi. Won't you say this? You will say this, believe me. Queen Elizabeth, whoever, right? So I ask you to give me a list of names of people who are successful, who will give me these names? But Allah is saying, Wala sir, inna al-insana lafi khusr. Everybody is in loss. So how is this list valid? The issue is, how do we make this real? How do you make inna al-insana lafi khusr real? I was thinking just yesterday, we are sitting here today, somebody asked me, one of my friends sent me this thing, he says, he's doing a lot of work about, you know, on this carbon emissions, global warming, so on. So he says in 2060, my son will be my age. What will the world be? All my work which I am doing today, is it futile? So I said, whatever your son will be or not be, in 2060 there won't be any of the leaders we are seeing today, they won't be there, believe me. None of them is going to live for another 40 years. I mean, that much is sure. So the point I am making is, how do you make this real? If you take today, for example, take anybody, name anyone according to you, good or bad. Fast forward to the day of judgment. Fast forward to the day of judgment. Only Allah knows where anyone will be. I am not trying to do any predictions, or I am not trying to, you know. But I am saying, going by what the Quran and Sunnah tell us, going by what we can see of that person's actions, where do you think that person will be on the day of judgment? Name anyone you like. So today we are sitting here feeling afraid of this one, afraid of that one, afraid. But if you fast forward a little bit, you say, what is the actual reality? I make this dua and I say, oh Allah, on the day of judgment, give us your shade where there will be no shade. And give us signs of your approval and your forgiveness. And then I say, oh Allah, give us the sharf and the honor of meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his house, and the honor of receiving the water of Al-Kawthar from his blessed hand, and give us the honor of following him across the Sirat into Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghairi hisab. Now this dua I make in every single day. I make this dua. Now my point is, these people who we are seeing today in leadership positions globally, and we look at them and we feel afraid, what will he do, what will this one do? Allah knows who is going to be where. Wallah alam. I'm not saying that, you know, that's why I'm not specifying names, not because I'm afraid of taking names. I'm not specifying names because it's not my job to specify names and say who will be who. But my point is, going by whatever we are seeing, is any of them going to be in this lot? Then what are we afraid of? Why are we afraid? And our fear, therefore, what does it signify? What is the fear actually the symptom of? I always remember this example. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his khabar with noor. Maulana Umar sahab Palanpuri rahmatullahi alayh, in one bayan, he said this very nice thing. I'm going to say it in Urdu because that's, you know, it sounds nice in Urdu, then I will translate it for our other listeners. He said ke dada ne pote, do pote hain, dono 3-4 saal ki umar ke. To dada ne dono ko bulaya. Aur bula ke dada ne ek ko tashtari mein garam garam jalebi, उसको जलेबी दिखाई, और दूसरे हाथ में दादा ने हीरे की अंगूठी, ये बड़ा हीरा है, बड़े हीरे की अंगूठी, और दादा ने दोनों को पूछा कौन सा चाहिए. लड़के क्या उम्र के हैं? 3 या 4 साल के. तो एक को जलेबी दिखाई, एक को अंगूठी, और कहा कि कौन सा चाहिए. तो जब दादा ने सवाल किया तो लड़कों का बाप भी साथ में है, तो बाप ने लड़के को बोला अंगूठी ले. अब ये दो लड़कों में से एक ने सोचा कि जलेबी तो मैं जानता हूँ, और जलेबी सामने है, जलेबी गरम गरम है, जलेबी मीठी है. अब ये बाप हमारा बोलता अंगूठी ले, अंगूठी क्या करूँ लेके. तो बाप बोलता है, जब वो जलेबी की तरफ हाथ बढ़ाता है, अब जब हाथ बढ़ाता है बाप उसको बोलता है देख मत ले, अंगूठी ले, अंगूठी में जलेबी है. बाप क्या बोलता है? अंगूठी में जलेबी है. बोलता है अंगूठी में जिलेबी बनाने का कारखाना है, जिलेबी लेगा तो एक ही खाएगा, अंगूठी लेगा तो खुद भी खाएगा सारी दुनिया को खिलाएगा। लड़के की बात समझ नहीं आती क्योंकि लड़का 3 साल का है। तो लड़का क्या करता है, लड़का बोलता है ये बाप की बात को रहने दो, जिलेबी सामने खाओ। तो एक ने ली जिलेबी, दूसरे ने ली अंगूठी। अब आगे कहानी को आप ही खत्म कीजिए। सो द ग्रैंड फादर कॉल्स द टू ग्रैंड सन्स हु आर 3 or 4 years old। फादर ऑल्सो कम्स विद देम। वन इन वन हैंड द ग्रैंड फादर हैज ए जिलेबी, ही हैज द स्वीट, एंड द अदर हैंड ही हैज अ बिग सॉलिटेयर डायमंड रिंग। सो ही आस्क्स द टू ग्रैंड सन्स विच वन डू यू वॉन्ट। So the father is advising his sons and he says, take the ring. But these 3-year-old boys, what do they know? So they are looking at the sweet, at the jalebi. Because he knows that jalebi. He knows it is sweet, he knows it is nice and hot, fresh. So the father says, don't take that, take the ring. In the ring is this sweet. Now the son is looking at the ring, there is nothing in the ring, the ring is a ring. What is the, how do you say there is a sweet? I can't see any sweet there. Then the father says something even more complex. He says, in the ring is the factory to make the sweet. I mean, this kid can't even see the sweet. Where is he going to see the factory? So one of them says, forget all this business of factory in the ring and so on, so on. Too much, I can't understand all this. Take the sweet. He takes the sweet, he eats the sweet. Now, I will leave you to complete the story. This is our situation. Maharaj Amar Sahib Paranpur Rahmatullah used to say, the father is 30 years older than the sons. Sons are 3 years old, father must be 33 years old. He says that 30 years gives him perspective to understand which is more important. You are choosing something which immediately has no, apparently no value. Because what will you do, what can you do with the ring? You can't eat it. Even if you want to sell the ring and set up your jalebi factory, it will take you time. You can't just go do it. You know, you have to go sell the ring, get the price for this, go set up the factory, so on, so on, so on. But the fact of the matter is that when you do that, now you are sitting in gravy. So he says, the father has got 30 years age. That gives him perspective. He says, what is the position of the Nabi alayhi salam? Here it is not the father telling you, take the ring, leave the jalebi. It is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one saying, choose the akhirah over the dunya. Al-aish, aishul akhirah. Relief and luxury and freedom and you call it whatever, all the good words is where? In the akhirah. Not in the dunya. Because in this dunya, even if you get it, it's temporary. It has to go. But in the akhirah, if you get it, it's yours. Nobody can take it from you. It is yours forever. In this dunya, even if you have it, it's temporary. Either somebody else will take it from you. Today we are fighting a battle in court about preserving Iram Manzil Palace. I actually feel very amused when I see all these things. You want to preserve a building which will fall down by itself. And you say, oh, this is the symbol of our greatness. What happened to the man who built it? Where is he? The symbol of the greatness of the Muslims is ruins. Either actual ruin or something which is going to become a ruin. It's not a symbol of it. It is not a symbol of your greatness. It is a symbol of your stupidity. Instead of that, if you had built a university, that would be the symbol of your greatness. Instead of building the Taj Mahal, if you had built 50 universities, that would be the symbol of your greatness. Nobody would be behind your back to say, break it down and this used to be a temple and so on and so on. Why is that happening? Because you chose to build a tomb. Instead of building universities, instead of building hospitals, instead of building schools. I'm not saying it now. I said this in 2002. See my first presentation on Standard Business Academy. You have seen this. In 2002, it's written, documented. I said this, especially with a picture of the Taj Mahal. I asked the question, I asked people, what is this? They said, this is a Taj Mahal. I said, symbol of what? This is a symbol of love. I said, this is, whose tomb is it? They said, Shah Jahan and Mumtaz Mahal. I said, no, this is the tomb of Kuntum Khaira Ummatin Ukhrijat Lin Nas. It's a tomb of that. So I remind myself and you, wake up to the actual reality. The reality is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu promised us. There is no need to fear anybody or anything on the face of this earth, because all of them, including me, including you, are fani, are going to finish, are going to die. We are saying this will happen, that will happen. Maybe it will happen, maybe it will not happen, maybe when it happens, you are not there, so it doesn't make a damn of a difference whether it happens or not, because you are gone already. So why are you worried? Do what you have to do. Whatever precaution you need to take, please take it. But there is no need to live in fear. We are living in fear, but of the wrong fear. We need to live in fear of the right fear. What is the right fear? What will happen to me when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu? That is the fear we need to have. That is the fear we need to have. This life, we have to live in some fear. There is no two ways about this. Anyone who is living this life fearlessly is a complete fool. Total fool. He neither understands the dunya nor the akhirah. So some fear we have to live. What is the real fear we should live? The fear of what will happen to me when I stand before Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. If I take care of that, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, then I don't have to fear what will happen to me in this dunya, because Allah will take care of me in this dunya. And on the day of judgment, inshallah, when we go before Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us and will give us Jannah. That is the fear. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the reality of life and to enable us to prepare for it and to save us from ourselves and from our own nufus, and to help us in ways that we cannot imagine. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection and for His support and for His help in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.